Hi, mi gente. Hey, I just wanted to come on here. I know I haven't seen you all week long, right? But it's been a busy week, and I just wanted to make sure that I came out today because tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I just got a real inspirational word for you today about our children being a gift from God. And talking about our children, I wanted you to see this. This, believe it or not, is my baby. Can you believe it? He's about to be 25 years old this month. My goodness,
So
how time has flown by, right? But this is my baby, and he has been a true blessing and a true gift from God. And so is Jason Brianna, who we're going to see just in a little bit. But before we do that, let's get into the word. All right. So I know that DeAnthony wanted to head on
I
out
love you
to,
guys, all of you guys. And I love
I
you very much for
love you
having
too,
me.
son. God bless you.
Likewise.
All right, see you in the morning. So the true blessing that he will be joining me at church for Mother's Day, that is a true blessing for me to have all of my children come with me to church on Mother's Day, just enjoying, because I think about the blessing that I have, that God has given to me. He has given me a gift. He's given me a rich blessing. He's given me such a divine reward in my children. And I just love that. And, I want us to really think about that our children are a true gift from God. And you may say, well, why would you say that? I have so many troubles with my kid, and I really don't feel that way. Or, how is that? Is that in the Bible? Well, let me show you. In Psalms 127, chapter 127, verse 3, it says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord." And when we look at this scripture, we look at that they are our blessing. They are a gift from God. In other translations, you will find that it says that the children are a gift from God. In the Passionate translation, it says that the children are God's love gift from God. So there's so many different ways of saying that the children are a true blessing. It's a gift from God. It's His love gift to us. It's what He has given unto us. We are blessed. Now, I want us to understand that whether you have had a child or not, and maybe you're older in your age and always desire to have a child, I want you to pause and to reflect for a moment and think about, have you had children that perhaps God has given to you from somebody else? That you've always had someone that you've always been able to mentor and love and bless. Maybe it's your niece or your nephew or somebody, but it's a child that God has given to you to take care of. Still your child. He's still giving you this child to love on, right? You became responsible for that child. And so sometimes we think about, that you didn't give birth to it, and you can say, you say to yourself that you're not a mother because you haven't birthed that child. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not a mom. If you're taking care of a child and pouring out to that child and blessing that child and feeding that child, and you've done from, maybe they're grown by now, but this is what you've done. Maybe you took care of your neighbor's kids, and you always were watching them, and they had a mother, but their mother wasn't well, and you were always taking care of them. That was a gift that God had given unto you. But we have to look at the blessings that God gives to us in many different ways, and take God out of that box and the way that we think that it should look, because society and man says that it should be this way. But the reality is that when we have children in our lives that we can care for, they are a blessing, and we must treasure that. Treasure that. So I want you to just get a hold of that and just rejoice in the fact that children are a gift from God, and it's a blessing to have them. And so as we celebrate being a mother and celebrate Mother's Day, we just rejoice in that. And then here's another way to think about it. Maybe you don't have no children, but you are a child of someone. You have a mother. And just think about the great blessing that you are or were to your mom. Maybe your mom has passed away and maybe she's in heaven now, but wherever she may be, you doesn't change the facts that you were or are a blessing to your mom. All right. And so it's so important that we get a hold of understanding that God's promise and his love that we have been given as a gift to our moms, right? And our children have been given to us as a gift. And that is just so beautiful to know that we have this blessing in the Lord that God has given unto us. And you say, you know, maybe you might say, hey, I haven't done a really good job raising my kid, and my kid has, you know, act up, and I don't even know why. And you know, maybe I've had it, you're going through some hard times with your child because maybe you're in that teenage, you know, years of whatever. And you know, here's a little funny, right? So I once heard a preacher say that the children from teenage years to the time that they're like 26 years old, 25, 26 years old, they kind of they kind of like get disappeared. You know, they disappear. They go into another atmosphere, another universe. And this preacher said they get abducted, you know, by aliens. I'm like, oh my goodness. But you know, it's that they're changing in their mind. So they're going through different stages in their life, and they're trying to identify who they are in their life, and they're trying to figure out, you know, where they should go or who do they belong to or what, you know, is going on in all of the different emotions and hormones that are going on in their life. So they're not abducted by aliens, as I heard this once being said. But the truth of the matter is that they're trying to work out the development that's going on in their body. And that's why it's important for us as mothers, right? As parents, to listen to the word. How do we do this? How do we make it right? And so the word says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he will not depart from it. And that's found in Proverbs 22, verse 6. Now, what does that mean? Well, we teach them the right way. We teach them values and morals and how to live by according to the word. And we teach them how to do these things. You know, we teach them the right way, what's right and what's wrong. And we teach them what truth is, the truth, because the truth will always set them free. And so when they get older, they will know how to live these ways. They will know how to work these. You know that guy that you saw right behind me just before, good old DeAnthony? You know, he's about to turn 25 years old. And I will tell you, I'm just going to give you a testimony that in this past year, I have seen so much growth in him mentally, spiritually, and physically that he has just been able to speak. And he says, you know, Mom, the things that you have taught me in the past and the things that you've taught me along the way, I used to get really mad at him, but now it's like it's starting to make sense. And so here's some hope for you guys that you have some little ones, or you may be having some teenagers, and you may feel like you're having a hard time with them, but let me just encourage you. They will come around, because this is what I hold on to, is this word right here. I continued the best way that I knew how. Did I do it perfectly? Absolutely not. I don't know. I don't even know what perfect really is, to be quite honest with you. But I do know this, that I kept referring back to the word. I kept referring back to God. I kept teaching him what was truth, at least of what I knew what was truth in that time. And as I grew in the Lord, I was able to share more with him along the way. Now, he may have had his difference in his own belief and what he believed and so forth, but now that he's getting older, he's learning. And it's coming along, and it's all falling into place. So be encouraged that it will all fall into place. You know, being a mother is not the easiest job. We are the ones that work the most, and we do all these different things. I think there's something out there that says that we're a doctor, we're a nurse, we're a teacher, we're everything, the psychologist, right? We're everything, all these different professions. We are all of that wrapped up in one, and we don't get paid for it, right? But our reward is the love that we receive from our children. So The only way to really get through it all is to really trust God in all of this. Remember what I said, hold on to his promises. Hold on to the promises of God. So if God's word is saying to train up your child and when he gets old that he will not depart from it, I believe that that's a promise from God letting you know that this is what's going to happen. Because when they get older, they're going to remember it and it's going to help them in their hard time, that they will be able to make through it. Now, here's something else that's a real key for us as parents to also get a hold of. And that is that God doesn't want us to provoke our children. And here we find it in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. It says, "And fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath," meaning anger, "but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." What does admonition mean? It means the counsel, the advice of the Lord. So when you do not know which way to go or what to do with your child, I encourage you, before you run out to someone and talk about it and try to find out what the latest, you know, child educators are saying, go to the Lord. Ask God to help you through it all. And I guarantee you that he will help you. He will give you the strength and the word and everything that you need to get through it. I promise you that he will do that, because that is what he does. You see, in this word that it says that, "Behold, children are the heritage from God, the fruit of the womb and a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth." Meaning that as your children get older, right, that they're going to be the ones that it's going to turn around and they're going to be taking care of you. They're going to be the warriors for you. They're going to be the ones that are going to take care of you. That's the blessing that we get, right? And, you know, it's count it all joy if you say, "Listen, I got a lot of kids." Well, guess what? You're blessed in abundance, because it means that that many more children that you have that will continue to bless you in your old age and will take care of you, that will be there for you and will be, they have, each one of them have a purpose to take care of you. Now, you may have one child, you may have two child, you may have five, you may have 10. Whatever that you may have, but God has a purpose for each one of them to return a reward back to you for you to be blessed. Now, let me share this for also with you. And this is where I'm going to come to an end. I want to share my life, because some of you may know me already, right? And know my life and know my children. And as you know, I have three children. I have two that have special needs, considered cerebral palsy, right? And then I have my 25-year-old. Now, my two oldest ones are 33 and 30 years old, okay? And they are absolutely perfect, right? They have a purpose and a plan. Now, let me say something. If we know that God is a God who creates, and what he creates it perfectly. He creates it perfectly. Right? Everything that he does with a purpose, and it is done in his timing and according to his will, which is according to his word. If God does not make mistakes, then what makes any one of us think that our children who have special needs is a mistake? So this is a word for each one of you who have a child that's autistic, that has a child that has cerebral palsy, that has a child that's Down syndrome, that has a child with any disability that has been labeled by man that they have. Let me tell you something. They have been perfectly made in the image of God. They are not a mistake. They have not been made wrong. They have been made for a purpose, and that purpose only God knows. That purpose, I know that part of that purpose for my life is that they have kept me grounded. If I did not have my JC and my Brianna, I do not know where I would really be in my walk with Christ or in this world. Perhaps I might have been really lost, but I'll tell you this, that even in the mess of my life from prior to really serving the Lord with all of my heart, I will tell you that they are the ones who have kept me grounded. It is because of them that I am where I am in my life and in the goals that I have made in my life, because I knew that I needed to do something great and continue to press on for them. I would always do all that I needed to do because of them. And beyond that, they have a blessing. There's something so great with inside of them. There's such a great, profound blessing inside of my children that I know that the day will come that something so great and so profound will rush up out of their mouths that will bless someone that will need to hear a word from God, and it will come from their mouths. I know that God has a plan and a purpose that's so great for them. And I know that they have been created in the image of God. You will say to me, Tina, how is it that you can say that they were created in the image of God? Well, let me share with you. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says, God is saying, He says, God says, let us, meaning he's talking to Jesus, he says, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Likeness meaning the representation or image or the state of being like. Let them have dominion over the fishes of the sea and over, and as my paper got stuck here, and over the birds of the air and over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. He created them perfectly. Now, let me just say this to you. God created them, and he's saying here that we're going to give them dominion over all of these things. He did not say, but the ones that are deemed as special needs, or that look different, or that are made different, or walk different, or talk different, or look different than from what man identifies them as normal, that they don't have no dominion, that they have no authority, that they have no purpose. God did not say that. He said that they shall have dominion over all things. And he said, we will make them in our image. God made them in his image. He says, so God created man in his image. So he created Chasey and Brianna perfectly in his image because they have a purpose. They have a purpose. And that purpose is to serve him. That purpose is to love and to always get every morning. And let me tell you, I get love from my children every morning. Ever since JC was born, every morning he gives me the strength to continue on with my day by his smile, because he smiles and he just shows me this love, and it's just amazing. It just warms my heart, right? And he blesses other people. He's blessed so many people. If you're watching and you have been part of our lives for many years, I know that you can think of a time that you felt down and out and you've seen JC and Brianna smile and they have blessed you. Why? Because they have a purpose in life. And so they were created in his image to do great things. And lastly, I'm going to say this to you, that in this word, it says that in Psalms, I want you to know that in Psalms 139, right, it says, verse 14, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Let me tell you something. JC and Brianna know how to rejoice in the Lord, and I'm going to go right up to them so you can see for yourself. But I'm going to let you know that JC and Brianna, they both know how to rejoice in the Lord. They are perfectly made in his image. It's a little dark here. I'm just coming out of my office, but I just want to just share with you because there's such a blessing, and I want you to see this wonderfully works of the Lord that he has made. And so he can just, let's see here. JC, you want to say hi to everybody for me? Look at that. You can say hi. Look at that perfect smile, right? Look at the joy that he has. You can't tell me that God made a mistake. God is wonderful, and all that he does perfectly. He is wonderful. And JC is made perfectly in his image. And being his mother is the greatest gift. It's just a blessing. And he's been the greatest gift that God has given to me. He's my firstborn, and it's the perfect gift that God has given unto me. And lastly, I want to say, let's go see Brianna that I talk about so much also. And she got a little bit of a sad face here. Hey, Brianna, you want to say hi to all my friends on Facebook this morning or this afternoon? Say hi. Say hi. Hi. What happened? Huh? Say hi, everybody. Look it. Smile. Yeah. She's always got a little pouty water. Oh, she's pouting. Sometimes she's, you want to give you that beautiful smile? Listen, everyone, I just want you to know that no matter what you're going through, whatever you've gone through in your life, whatever struggles that you have gone through in your life, I want you to know that your children will always remain a gift from God, and that you are blessed to have them because he has given them to you for a purpose. Hold on to that. Don't let that go. And remember that you ultimately also was the gift to your mom. So reach out to your mom today, tomorrow on Mother's Day. Remember, and if your mom's not around, rejoice in the memories that you have of her. And just thank God for the precious, precious, precious gift that you are to your mom, and how you now perhaps are now that mom to somebody. Just like I got the blessing to be ready. I mean, a blessing to my beautiful Brianna here. Look at her smiling here. You're going to smile? You're going to say goodbye? All right now. Guys, I love you. God bless you so much. And let me just pray with you as I end this thing. All right? Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God Almighty, for all that you do and for the works that you do and how wonderful you are. And I ask you, Lord, that you just will bless each and every mother that is watching today, Lord. You know their situation, Lord, and I just ask that you will just bless them and strengthen them. And if they're just rejoicing for all that they have, then increase it, Lord. And just allow for them to just rejoice and rest in being a mom and being happy in all that you have given unto them, Lord. And if there's a struggle or if there's a sadness or they're grieving, Lord, I ask that you will comfort them during this time and help them through all of their struggles, Father. But ultimately, we want to thank you, Lord, that you have given us the most precious gifts in life, and that's our children. And you have chosen us to be a mother, and we thank you for that. And so we just bless you, Lord, in this day, and bless each and every one that is watching, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless each and every one of you now. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.